This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello, and welcome to episode 79 of Sunday Supplement. Was that all right?
Nah, it's a bit Teletubby-like.
I'll piss you. I do not have a Teletubby intro in my voice.
You do. If you were a Teletubby, which one would you be?
I don't know which one. Bella.
No, that's a tweeny.
Okay.
There's Tinky Winky, there's Dipsy, there's Lala, and there's Poe.
Is Poe the little red one?
Yeah.
I'd be
Poe. He's
po.
The cute one.
Yeah.
Poe is meant to be a girl.
But they're genderless.
They're not.
Yes, they are.
Lala.
Isn't one of them's genderless. Got a handbag.
That's Tinky Winky, but Tinky Winky is meant to be a boy with a handbag.
Well, she's got a penis in the handbag.
No, he's meant to be a little boy, Tinky Winky. He's also the tallest of the Teletubbies.
How do you know this?
I know this for several reasons.
Well, give me one reason why you know it, then.
I watched the Teletubbies.
Really? Is it still on?
Well, I watched it when I was about,
15?
Yeah, shut up. So, anyway, you're wrong, Simon. You wouldn't be Poe. You would be Nunu.
Is that the one that sucks?
Yeah.
Right.
The vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
It sucks up the remains of all the tubby toast. And it's an automatic vacuum cleaner as well, and I kind of want one.
What exactly is tubby toast?
Tubby toast is basically pancakes with a smiley face on them. So they look a bit like E's. I don't think that's what they're meant to be. Also, there's a lot of rabbits in Teletubby Land who enjoy looking slightly scared around plastic flowers.
Is it not a fact that the first episode there was only two rabbits, and then as they went on it just got more and more and more? Do you see what I did there? I suggested that the rabbits were breeding.
That's not exactly, do you see what I did there? That's more say some, do you see what nature's actually like?
Is it true though? Do rabbits actually hump like rabbits?
I think rabbits do hump like rabbits. I think that is science fact. Curiously enough, dogs also hump like dogs. And whales hump like antelope, curiously.
Oh, weird that.
Distance relations of an antelope as well. So, good. I think this is an excellent start to a podcast which is supposed to be analysing the week's papers.
Did you get a paper?
I did get a paper, yes.
What was it?
It was, and still is, the Daily Mail. Oh, no, actually it isn't. It's the Sunday Mail.
Oh, why'd you get that?
I don't know. I quite like the look on the front. You get a free puzzle book, and you also get a free pedometer. What's quite nice, it's photographed on the front, this pedometer, and they've got a little illustration of it. And guess what number of steps
it's
the paper
12,
has taken?
Is it?
It's not 12.
Okay. 1,984.
No, just one.
Oh.
So the pedometer hops to one. And, and it comes in a plastic wrapper. So I feel like I've...
You chose it for none of those reasons.
I chose it, actually, because it was the last one left in the co-op.
Right, there
and I
you
thought,
go.
Ooh, that must be good if so many people... And then I remember I live in Whitney, where we elect people like David Cameron. And not people like David Cameron. David Cameron.
Yeah.
And also, Oliver Letwin, I think, lives down my street. I keep seeing him about.
Wow. I got the Independent on Sunday.
Ooh, very posh, very nice.
Yeah, it's a good paper. It's got newsprint in it, and there's pages.
And you can turn the pages, presumably.
Yeah, and there's pictures. I like
They've
the
thought
pictures.
It through, Simon. They've thought it through. You've got to give them that.
Yeah.
So who's going to get whoops by who this week?
Oh, I didn't realise we were having a spanking party. Sorry, I thought we were recording a podcast.
You can't bring me down, Dan. Certainly not to your level. I mean, I'd get crooked knees, crooked back, and I couldn't fit in your hovel.
I've got the bloody theme from Teletubbies stuck in my head now. That's your fault.
It's not my fault at all.
Yeah, whatever. The Independent is full of brilliant stuff this week. It always is. It's always got brilliant stuff in it. Really good stuff.
Now, I've got an itchy chin chin, which I am scratching now, looking sceptically over in your direction.
There's just so much to choose from. Just loads. You know, all of the things I could be talking about right now are all really good. All of them.
They're really?
Really, really good, yeah.
I've Go on, name one.
Too much to choose from.
Name one.
Have you ever thought about how you might deshell a tortoise?
Well, you can't deshell a tortoise because a tortoise's shell is its rib cage.
No, you could.
You could scoop out the inside of your own lungs, but I don't think...
No. I thought what you could do is you could push the shell over, like, a toddler's head and then watch it grow.
That's not deshelling a tortoise. That is killing a child.
Much the same thing, I admit that.
You're weird. God, what are you going to cut out and keep from this plethora of news and interesting articles?
But if you did deshell a tortoise...
Oh, God. Yes.
Then you'd have a little tank of a shell, wouldn't you? That you could turn into that thing that the Swedish chef makes in The Muppets. Like a little turret. Could have a little gun turret in it.
Are you trying to make miniaturised tanks out of tortoises?
Yeah. Or really big hand grenades.
Or a very unusual shell for a hermit crab.
Yeah, yeah.
You could probably live in it, Simon.
I could.
One of those big Galapagos tortoises. That'd be like a mansion.
Yeah, I could have like split levels.
And you could have the one from the island which reaches up, so you've got that nice sort of like entry arch into your little hovel.
Yeah, that's quite nice. I like that. So what are you going to cut out and keep?
No, Simon, you're regretting everything, aren't you, for buying The Independent? Because let me guess, there was nothing in it apart from some comments about how awful stuff is and then a bit about ballet and a book that you're not interested in. So what are you going to cut out and keep?
The sky's the limit. One man believed he was guided down an 8,000-metre mountain by the ghost of a friend.
Right.
And this is about a book written by a woman called Maria Coffey, who's looking at why people do extreme things. And she's concluded that it's because it gives you a link to the spiritual world.
On the Little Atoms podcast, they interviewed a guy who talked about people who have that, because it's a very real feeling that when you're in trouble in an extreme situation, you'll often have the third man, which is the other person with you. But rather than saying that this is an actual link to the spirit world, this guy just really analysed it and decided this is actually a survival technique from the human species. And it's a way that we relate to the outside world. We construct narratives around our own perpetual doom and we tackle loneliness in the best way we know how, which is delusion.
No, actually, these adventurers, she says, aren't just globe-trotting navel gazers. They're able to offer raw, anecdotal insights on topics from neuroscience,
anecdotal
theology, and anthropology to precognition and telepathy.
Anecdotal insights, Simon. That's just like what my gran tells me, and what my gran tells me cannot be true.
It's not science. Science can't explain it. She says that non-Western belief systems can't explain any of this.
Well, belief systems can't, but science can.
Well, she also says, I've also tried to avoid flaky science.
Flaky science? That's interesting, isn't
and
it?
And it also turns out in the very last paragraph that she actually offers a travel agency service to have extreme adventures. Brilliant article. Gonna cut it out and keep it.
Really?
No.
Are you going to go on an extreme adventure, Simon? An extreme adventure for you would be going to Asda instead of Tesco's.
I'm going to roll it up and jam it into a tortoise's anus.
Well, now, I've got, obviously, you know, the Mail on Sunday, and it's quite a right-wing paper, as you know, and often what they do is they talk about paedophiles and Nazis, usually in that order. Well, I've gone for the second one.
Nazis.
Yeah, exclusive, told for the first time, the secret lives as the Nazi leader's driver. I was Hitler's chauffeur.
Right.
And this is an extract from a book by Erich Kempka.
So what insight does he have to offer other than I had that Hitler in the back of my car once?
It's literally that. He was only like 21 when he first started driving Hitler around. But Hitler, quite a clever man because he was always really good mates with his drivers. He wouldn't talk to them about politics because he thought that was a bit, you know, he didn't want to get off on the wrong foot. But in Hitler's words, these guys have my life in their hands. So he obviously would chat a lot to them and just be like, hey, how's your wife? How are your kids?
Did you see the match last night?
But mainly he was actually there on the day that Hitler topped himself. And he saw the bodies and helped bury them and burn them, and they had to go and get petrol to burn Hitler's body specifically for that task, and people risked their lives siphoning petrol out of tanks because the Russians were bombing all over the place and they were going around going, we gotta get some petrol to burn Hitler, right? And they burned them, and he kept on going out, and they kept on having to burn him again, and he kept on going out, and this happened a lot, and they were all doing Nazi salutes, and it's really quite funny.
Yeah, those wacky Nazis.
How much do you wish he wrote a diary which contained the phrase, Hitler's untidy hair fluttered in the wind. I took off the cap of petrol. Shells exploded close by, splattering us with earth and dust. And how about this? You're Eva Braun, right?
I'm not.
You're Eva Braun.
I'm not.
I know you're not, but say you are.
I'm not Eva Braun.
Say you are.
I'm Eva Braun.
You're a bad lady. Well, if you were Eva Bourne, right? She basically was so in love with him that he sort of said, no, get out of here, get out of here. You got to get on a plane, go anywhere. And she's like, no, our fates are intertwined and that sort of thing. Except as a German, she'd be, our fates are intertwined. Like that.
Yeah, if she was on a really bad 80s sitcom, she would.
I do think of Eva Bourne as Hair Flick. just simply because I think, you know, they look alike. Anyway, so basically, she and Hitler go into their bedroom to commit suicide. They had cyanide pills, but Hitler didn't really trust the cyanide pill, even though he tried it out on his favourite dog, who was called Blondie. Yeah. And the dog died, but he was like, no, they might not work. So he also brought guns. And Hitler died first, but as he did so, knocked a vase of water over Eva. So...
bastard.
Bit of slapstick right at the very end. Just
I always knew Hitler was a bastard, but come on.
Yeah. So then, and he talks a bit about how, you know, he got arrested and that sort of thing, but he helped everybody out and gave evidence at Nuremberg war crime trials. And to be fair, he was just a driver.
So you're offering up like a first-hand account of the last moments of Hitler, as though that's in some way better than what
Get that cloth, I shouted. A match! Goebbels took a box of matches from his pocket and handed it to me. How brilliant is that?
So did he set fire to him?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
In seconds, a bright flame flared up, accompanied by billowing black smoke.
Well, that's a big happy ending to finish on.
It was Hitler.
Your article was better, I will give you that.
Good. I think that means I win.
Yeah, only if you're a Nazi.
No, if I'm not a Nazi, I win. And not a Nazi, I win.
Let's play Article or Farcical then.
Yeah.
This is where Izzy will read out four headlines from her papers, one of which she has extracted forcibly from her own pinpoint anus. Pinpoint, I don't know why.
I think you're trying to sort of suggest that my anus is no way gaping. So thanks. But it's not true, so let's just leave it.
Okay.
So, yes, it's up to Simon to decide which one is the farcical and which are the articles. Are you ready, Simon?
I am readier than an oven chip.
Can Sebastian O'Kelly go on holiday for under £25? Of course he can't.
So they've actually written the whole story in the headline?
Yes, except Corsicans is like Corsican.
Oh, as in like an American, American, a Mexican, yeah. A Mexican. Oh,
but it's a Corsican. Okay.
Did you see the article in the actual main paper today about the poster, the Cameron poster in Hereford, where they've turned him into Elvis? We can't go on like this. And then they've written, with suspicious minds. It's pretty good.
That's genius. I like that. Oh, that's made me happy. Anyway, you're getting off the point. Concentrate, Simon.
Yes.
Okay. It's 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Yes.
And that's about Dutch shoes?
No, literally 4 clogs, different types.
4 different types of clogs.
Yeah.
How many types of clog are there? Clog's a fun word to say, I'll give you that, but
yeah.
Surely there's only one type of clog.
What, like the blocked up sink version?
But they're not doing a lifestyle spread on blocked up sinks, are they?
It's not a lifestyle spread, it's actually in a corner of the paper next to an article, The Clash of the Tartan Smart. So it's on the same page as that, just mm-hmm. So you know. So next we have The Wisdom of Solomon.
Right.
And this is about Stacey Solomon off The X Factor.
Who?
Stacey Solomon. She's the one who had the face like a horse and was very...
No, I have no idea what you're on about.
Excellent. And then finally, is this an article or is it a farcical? Glow and Behold.
Glow and Behold. And that yes. is about lighting, torches yeah. of some sort.
No, just lamps.
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 Lamp is a fun word to say too. Clog lamps.
Clog lamps.
They're all rubbish. None of them are puns that you'd come up with. So I dispute the fact that any of them are a farcical.
I had to blend in, Simon. I had to blend in. I can't go...
Right, you're like a chameleon.
I'm like a chameleon. I'm a comedian. That's pretty like a chameleon.
Wait, no, it's not. Like, chameleons don't stop in late-night services to eat against his pasty and have a wank in a lay-by.
No, they don't. But they do get up on stage and shout at people and talk about their mother-in-laws a lot.
Chameleons do that. That is true. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I've forgotten all 4 of them already. They're that boring.
It's Corsicant, 4 o'clock, Solomon, and Glow and Behold.
Well, the Solomon thing you wouldn't have made up, so that's definitely an article. I'm erring towards 4 o'clock. Of course, Corsicant, you may be referring to the thick of it, but I doubt it.
I'm going in with 4 o'clock has been extracted from your bottom in order to alleviate the clog that is somehow
alleviate or elevate?
Bowel. Not elevate. How do you elevate a clog?
You lift it up.
Yeah, all right. Fair point.
Okay, so do you agree with him, readers? Let me hear you say yeah if you agree with Simon. Do you hear that silence, Simon? None of them agree with you. Do you know why? Because you're wrong.
Really?
Yeah. It's 4 o'clock. It's actually in the paper. And it is on the same page as The Clash of the Tartan Smart.
See, I still don't think you made up Wisdom of Solomon.
I didn't.
Well, then it would be Glow and Behold.
No!
Complete
body slam, yeah? You got your face in the rope and then your ass is being beaten by a big Mexican with a spandex top and going, ah!
Have you been watching The Wrestler?
I like The Wrestler. Can Sebastian O'Kelly go on holiday for under £25? Of course he can't. And what a ridiculous article that would have been.
Piss you. It's time to play the randomizer, Skies of Them. But before I do that, listen to this.
That's amazing.
That's the winning jingle for the Randomizer Skyzer as submitted by the wonderful and ever-listening Reverend Matty.
Yeah.
I didn't think anyone would actually do it, but people did.
Yeah, which is really sweet. So, yeah, thank you for your entries. If you want to do a mashup of any of our shit, y'all, yeah?
A mashup? What's a mashup?
A mashup. A mashup is a bit like paella.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's more like Bubble and Squeak.
Yeah, that's better.
So if you want to hear Simon's squeaky pops and Izzy's mushy mashies.
Izzy's bubbles.
Why am I Bubble and you Squeak? I prefer to be Bubble to Squeak.
Well, yeah, you just called me Squeak, so that leaves you as Bubble. Oh, hello. That was my Bubble impression.
What, from Absolutely Fabulous? You do look like her, it's bizarre.
I do not look like Jane Horrocks.
You look exactly like Jane Horrocks.
I look more like Sam Jackson than I look like Jane Horrocks.
What, Samuel L. Jackson?
That is a tasty burger. I also sound more like him than I do Jane Horrocks.
Okay, the other night Simon was watching Pulp Fiction whilst on the phone to me, and he was watching it in silence and then randomly quoting halfway through our conversation bits of the film. And there's nothing quite like him pretending to be Uma Thurman.
Does Marcellus Wallace look like a bitch? Don't you just hate that?
What?
Uncomfortable silences.
What?
Say what one more time, motherfucker.
What?
I dare you. I double dare you. And then at this point, I wish I could shoot you through the shoulder. So it is time to play the randomizer, Skyzer. So I'm going to just give you the choice of one today. So do you want the new review or the new review?
I'll have the new review, please.
Okay. And then you can choose between page 1 and 46.
I will go with 27.
We always have 27.
Do I?
No, not you specifically, but between us.
Really? Oh, that's
it's
really
bad. It's that magician's trick, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, 22 then.
No.
What do you mean no?
I've already turned to page 27.
Oh, but it's too much effort to turn back 5 pages.
Yes, it quite literally is too much effort. I don't want to waste any more time or energy explaining that I'm on the wrong page already. I don't want to waste anyone else's time. There's no point. I might as well just get straight to the point and carry on as though the whole thing never happened. So what supplements can I choose from you?
No. Read out your article.
Manna from heaven. The Galvin brothers bring French fine dining to a chapel in Spitalfields. But is it a transcendental experience?
Is it?
Don't know. They gave it 16 out of 20, though.
Almost. Good as. That's yeah. 8 out of 10, that. Why don't they just say 8 out of 10?
That is a good point, actually. Or 4 out of 5.
Yeah. The thing about fractions is, pair them right down. It's a neater answer. You get an extra mark for doing that in your GCSE. And for putting, like, the extra little unit at the end of each answer. So actually, I got my maths GCSE extra marks for going through and writing centimetres. All right, then. Randomizer Skyzer with me. I've got the big ones are the review, you, and live or live.
Right, we're going to go with live or live because it was our supplement of the year this year.
Oh, yes, so it was. So it's 1 till 43.
22.
Oh, I'm going to
have 22, man. Yeah.
God isn't dead. You just have to think creatively. And this is by Howard Jacobson.
So you have to imagine he exists.
Yeah, basically. It's all about how we can find out more about ourselves wrestling with God than we can just by dismissing it. Atheists are all missing the point. Apart from anything else, without God, there'd be no Hamlet or EastEnders. So it's a basically... What? Facile.
Why would there be no EastEnders?
Because it's all dsh, and that's what happens when God drops a coin.
Right. So, do you know that tomorrow, the 25th of January, is officially the miserablest day of the year? So, perhaps that's why these papers this week are full of spirituality and God or something. I don't know.
Well, it is Sunday. But he's got a point. I mean, he's sort of saying, actually, there's a lot of good, interesting stuff about religion. It reveals a lot about the human psyche. I know he's not saying, therefore, God exists. He's just saying, therefore, you don't want to ban religion. And I don't think many, apart from Richard Dawkins, who kind of wants to, I don't think there's any atheist who does want to ban religion.
No, probably not.
So it's basically a circular, boring argument. But he does have a nice beard, so...
Is he actually God?
No, he's not quite God, but he has got little hands.
Are randomised, skized articles... were actually linked.
They were. Yeah. Which shows that God exists. And he's got his wang caught in a sarlacc.
As inevitably as God withdraws from a sarlacc with a wilting phallus and a slight guilty demeanour, we move headforth into Humdonga. Blue is the colour. Film is the game. This is because the characters in Avatar are blue. They've decided to list all the other blue characters in fiction.
Smurfs.
Smurfs are there, yeah. Come on. If you can name more than four, you can win Humdonga.
I don't know the sharp, but I do want to try and think of ones other than Smurfs. Blue characters, all blue.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that Fish from Finding Nemo, but she had stripes?
Yeah, no, you've got Fish from Finding Nemo. That's on the list.
Okay. What else is there? Who else is blue? How about Jack Nicholson at the end of The Shining?
No. I'll give you one more guess.
Let me think. Sonic!
Sonic is blue. That's true. You could have also had the Blue Meanies. Don't know what they are.
Oh, Bella the Tweenie.
Bella the Tweenie. Yeah, no, Bella the Tweenie's on the list. Gonzo, Aladdin, Thomas the Tank Engine.
Of course, the genie from Aladdin.
Yeah, Max Rebo, who is a blue thing in Return of the Jedi. He's actually near a Sarlacc pit, so he'd be God's Viagra.
Little blue pill.
Yeah.
I don't think God swallows people. I don't think God would fellate anybody.
Do you think God's anti-oral sex?
No, I just don't think he likes it. I don't think you'd go for oral sex if you had your own Sarlacc.
Yeah, but do you think the spikes do anything? So it's like wolves. Yeah.
He's into S&M because he loves us all, yet repeatedly f*** us all as well. So anyway, I've got, for my Humdonga, High Vitality, a 2-week natural energy plan.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's a 21-page special. 21 pages. Feel 10 years younger. Anti-aging foods that give you fizz. Despite the fact that the whole antioxidant and free radical bollocks...
is bollocks.
Reboot your body's va-va-voom. So turn yourself into a car to be ridden by weird French footballers. And then turn the page and get...
Shakespeare.
Yes. So what's your energy profile? How much zip do you have? Are you bursting with
vitality? I've got one zip. It's on my jeans.
Okay, so less than 30. You're a neophyte. You've never had enough fuel. You need to make more of a commitment to learn how to manage and create energy.
Can't I just eat cake?
63 points or more. You're a grandmaster. Congratulations. You're ready to explore energy generation on an advanced level and are already using energy to help keep yourself healthy. After 2 weeks following my program, take the quiz again and see what progress you have made.
So you could be a battery. I'm confused. What do they mean by energy?
I'm really not sure. I think they mean you feel alert and awake rather than tired and depressed.
So if you do a bit of exercise, you'll feel a bit better.
Yeah. A brisk 30-minute walk 3 days a week gives the cardiovascular benefits of running and more intense aerobic exercise. Fine up with superfoods. Catnaps and exercise beat caffeine hands down, so they're anti-caffeine. They're anti pretty much dairy as well, unless it's like goat's cheese as well. They've got fish for omega-3, yet more omega-3 bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's basically, well, if they did eat this diet, they would be fine. You'd be perfectly healthy, but you'd be bloody miserable. Cranberry tea cocktail, anyone?
Ugh. oh, I think I'd rather stick my dick in a sarlacc.
You turn the page and you think, oh, you just feel so awful. The mail still does cheer you up, because on the page after this, there's a brilliant article titled Tincture Triumphs Over Tinnitus.
Are you ending on alliteration?
Yeah, but mainly because the article's just too depressing and full of the rot of the highest tomitude.
It's a proper humdonger, I'll give you that.
Yeah, it's a proper humdonger.
Mine's a proper humdonger. I strangled it till it was blue.
I mean, at least yours has some fun facts in it.
It had no fun facts in it other than saying Sonic is blue.
So it's better than Sweeney. Maybe they have sex.
What, and have little... That's what Smurfs are. Time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week, and it's not me.
No, it's not.
It's not you either.
It is me. I've got great articles.
No. None of us had anything interesting this week. Apart from maybe the guy who burnt Hitler to death was quite interesting.
Oh, he didn't burn him to death. He was already dead. But he gave him a good solid barbecue. And he repeatedly did it as well, loads and loads of times, because, you know...
Isn't that the actions of a madman?
Hitler probably wasn't fatty enough to sustain a decent flame.
Oh, I see. So he just kept dousing him in petrol.
Yeah, and then he escaped out and got helped by a Yugoslavian lady who didn't realise he was a Nazi. And then he was going to hand himself in and then got arrested anyway, and then confessed all, said, I'm really sorry I drove him around. I didn't realise that when he got there he was doing nasty things. And has now written a book. So
he took his time.
He did take his time, to be fair. I think he's like, well, they arrest me now again because they just remembered that Hitler was a bit nasty. But he wasn't nasty to him, and that's the key, isn't it? You know, Hitler, very nice to his chauffeurs, because otherwise he could have gone, well, I could save us all a lot of hassle if I just crashed. Or at least delayed him. You could pretend that, like, if I was Hitler's chauffeur, what I'd do, well, I don't think I would be because I'm a girl and he wouldn't let me drive. But also, I'd just pretend that I kept getting flat tyres. And so, oh, you're going to miss that Nuremberg rally. All those people, they're going to hate you now.
And this is a reason for you to somehow...
I had a positive Nazi article in...
Positive Nazi article? Exactly.
I think it's just genius.
There's a theory that has been posited by various psychologists that the editor of the Mail, Paul Dacre, actually has a homoerotic crush on Alistair Campbell.
Well, I think he's got one on Piers Morgan. Oh, and I've got him as well.
That's true. That's what you've got to lose then, haven't you? By the laws of physics. If you have Piers Morgan, the indelible in your paper.
I texted Danny Minogue. My math suggests you conceived the night of our chat. There's a chance you might be right, she replied.
He thinks he can impregnate Danny Minogue by talking to her.
I think he does.
God, it comes to something when the biggest c*** in a paper that's talking about a Nazi chauffeur of Hitler is actually Piers Morgan.
Maybe he thinks he's the Angel Gabriel. Because Angel Gabriel just chatted to a lady and she got pregnant.
Are you suggesting that Gabriel got Mary pregnant, not...
No, I'm suggesting after chatting to Angel Gabriel, you get pregnant. Because I don't think Angel Gabriel speaks to women very much. He only speaks to men. And if you're a girl, you see Angel Gabriel and he chats to you, pregnant.
Right.
That's just correlation right there.
So the newspaper you should have bought last week was...
Sunday Mail.
No.
Sunday Mail.
No.
It was. It really was.
No, you should have bought perhaps The People. We don't know. We didn't read them all. Someone picked us up on the grammar as well of our intro.
What's wrong with the grammar of our intro?
Where it says, see which one's the best, it should say which one's the better.
That's true.
You wrote the intro, so I'm blaming you.
I did not write the intro.
You did!
You're the one who spoke it.
Yeah, so therefore I'm rubbish at everything.
And I win.
Join us next week. We're actually recording next week's podcast today. So we're doing today's papers next week as well.
Yes, but different ones, not the
different
same ones.
Different ones, yeah.
Hitler won't be involved, I'm
well,
sure.
Probably not.
I mean, he gets in everywhere. He's such a lovey.
If you want to write to us, you can. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. And if you go to our website, sundaysupplement.com, you'll find various other ways to get in touch with us. So we'll see you in a few minutes.
And if you want to write to Hitler, you can't. He's dead.
Cheerio.
Bye-bye.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.